Arm of the Sea. They're bringing their production of Dirt, The Secret Life of Soil. It's a theatrical production with music, storytelling, and puppetry. I'm Andrea Cunliffe, speaking with Patrick Wadden, the co-founder and managing director of Arm of the Sea Theatre, a Hudson Valley theatre company.
How nice to hear your voice.
Likewise, Andrea.
How about if you just introduce yourself, because you are Arm of the Sea.
I am the co-founder and managing director of Arm of the Sea Theatre, a mask and puppet theatre company based in Saugerties, New York. We've been going 40 years and creating original works of contemporary mask and puppet theatre with live music and performing in venues large and small, community events, festivals, schools, conferences, bouncing over half of the countryside over the decades.
Yeah, you're coming to Troy on October the 8th at Freedom Square at 2 o'clock. It's wonderful to have you come.
It's called Dirt, The Secret Life of Soil. Full title, Dirt, The Secret Life of Soil, and it's a deep dive into the teeming ecosystem right beneath our feet.
Sounds magnificent. I'm going to go back to the beginning. 40 years ago, you began doing mask and puppetry, bringing that kind of concept of theater to the public. What inspired you to do that?
Well, I had been working on the Clearwater Sloop for a number of years in the late 70s. And then in the early 80s, I proposed that we create a pageant, a puppetry spectacle that went along with their annual pumpkin sale, in which the sloop started in Albany and then spent 2 weeks sailing downriver, hosting pumpkin festivals at many towns along the way, ending up in New York City in the Halloween weekend. So we created, Marlena Morallo came on board at that point, and a number of friends, including Al Nejma and others, summoned the crew of the Clearwater to be the performers and musicians. We created this piece that we performed every day at the festivals. That is really the genesis of Arm of the Sea. We take our name and the themes from a number of our shows from the Hudson as an estuary, as an arm of the sea.
Oh, brilliant. These people that you initially incorporated into this performance,
hello,
were they all actors?
Mm-hmm.
How did you somehow persuade the crew of the boat to become actors, to become performers, or were they already actors and performers?
Well, some of them were already musicians. Oh, it was, you know, the folks that work on the Clearwater have many talents and many interests, so it was not difficult to recruit people to be to bring to life this initial show. And then we went on to create other pieces, and by late in the 1980s, we had formed a company, and we started touring in the Hudson Valley, and then it's just gone on from there.
Your programs are normally socially oriented or have impact as far as what the environment or society in one way or another.
Yes, they draw on current events and current issues, and also offer a larger perspective. We try to offer an in-depth original perspective on current events and current issues. Yes.
When you began this, was your foundation for this social issues, or were you interested in entertaining, or how did the two get combined?
I think they got combined just doing it. Marlene and I, neither of us had studied or planned to do something like this. We just started out doing it and discovering that we had a knack for working together, and Marlene is, as the visual, the artistic director, really has the strength of her visuals have really become the hallmark of Arm of the Sea Theater.
And they're really amazing. You have enormous puppets at times. And are they puppets?
Well, we work in all kinds of things. I guess, you know, puppetry can be anything that is animated and represents something. So we integrate in our shows large-scale images and smaller images, and some are two-dimensional, some are three-dimensional. One of the fundamental powers or magic of visual theater is transformation and revelation. So we draw on those strengths of the form. And each show is a new discovery for us. We jump into subject matter and create new materials for it. And sometimes we go in with a certain idea of how the piece is going to be, and it changes in the process of making it, and it comes out different. So it's a process of discovery.
Your work is not necessarily oriented to a certain type of audience. You really appeal to the entire community in your productions.
We're interested in making work that can speak to a wide range of ages and walks of life, you know, people from many backgrounds. It looks very non-commercial. We are interested in offering this as, in a sense, an antidote to the 24/7 gush of electronic images that are being, you know, aimed at us in this time. So we are interested in creating a theater that looks very handmade, and it is not just handmade. It only comes to life when it's brought to life by people. We have to perform it live. I mean, we have recorded some of our work, but our main mission is to present live performances, because it hits you in a different way than seeing film or video.
It was pretty tedious during COVID because you couldn't really perform much.
No, we were closed down for a year and a half, pretty much, during COVID. But, you know, we survived. We tightened our belts and we survived. We created two new pieces during that time, you know, in the studio. And then once we were able to start rehearsing together, we had new work to show, and we still are developing new work that came out of that unexpected, you know, sabbatical, you might say, during COVID.
It's remarkable how so many artists found that time to kind of reflect, and then they're all of a sudden emerging like an explosion. It's wonderful to see.
We have a long experience with performing outdoors, so we were able to start up performances and even this year do a number of performances, because indoor venues are slowly attracting audiences again, but the outdoor venues and festivals and community settings, arguably less COVID safer.
I'm looking forward to October the 8th. I think it's going to be exciting.
We should mention, Andrea, we will be at Freedom Square in Troy, and it's a space created by the Sanctuary for Independent Media, and we're really excited to be working with that organization. I have great admiration for what that group continues to create and develop in Troy.
So you're going to be there on October 8th at Freedom Square.
The story is a journey of discovery into the ecosystem beneath our feet. That's what it is. It's a journey. It's a kind of a magical journey of discovery into the realm of dirt.
That's great. We look forward to seeing you there. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Andrea.
This has been Andrea Conliff from the Hudson Mohawk Magazine, speaking with Patrick Wadden, co-founder and managing director of Arm of the Sea Theater.